Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So let's get more of Edgecombe, what he said after the draft last night. So this is one of many things he said that reminded me of the opposite of the Ben Simmons mentality. Let's get to Edgecombe after the pick. He did a press conference. Listen to something he said.
I know that they have two young guards in Maxey and McCain. Have they given you any sort of an inclination about what it might be like for you there?
No, it's the NBA, and they ain't going to promise you nothing either. It's the NBA. They ain't going to promise you nothing. You got, like I said, you got grown men fighting for their jobs. And I'm just going in there. Whatever coach needs me to do, I'm going to go do. That's it. Whatever coach needs me to do, I'm going to go do. That requires me coming off the bench. That requires me starting, playing alongside both Maxey and McCain, playing with one of them at the same time. I mean, it don't matter. I'm just going in there to play. Whatever, like I said, whatever Coach Nurse needs me to do, I'm going to go do it.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, did you ever hear Ben Simmons say anything like that?
You know
like
what I heard him say?
Ever.
I'm a point guard. I'm going to play point guard.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, John, ever? Like, ever? Did he ever have any answer like that?
I don't even think that he was, like, polite enough to be, like, doing the I'm a point guard thing. I think he expected us to read his mind.
Oh,
he expected the coaches to read his mind and just know.
He was so smug in interviews.
He was. He was so smug.
I mean, it
smug and entitled, which are similar but not exactly the same thing.
He's a spoiled brat.
He's a brat.
That's the opposite of what you've got in DJ Edgecombe.
I agree.
Which is perfect for us.
So, Edgecombe also, I thought, demonstrated some awareness of Philadelphia. I mean, obviously, he knew he could be drafted here. So he, you know, did some homework and naturally knows the NBA. I mean, he talked about, you know, watching the drafts all the year. So he showed, I thought, some Philadelphia awareness after being picked last night.
Philadelphia and their fans, a lot has been said about them. What would it mean to you to win there specifically?
Now, that would mean a lot. I mean, it's been a minute since they won. So, you know, just going there and being that piece that's going to help them get over the hump would mean a lot to me, would mean a lot to the fans, the owners, all that. So, you know, I'm excited to go out there and see what we can do.
All right, so he's got a sense of, like, we could use the help.
It's been a minute.
He's being kind.
Yep. Oh, it has.
He's already being kind to us.
Yes.
Longest minute of all time.
All right. Now, what matters most, of course, is whether he can really truly play. All these nice comments are great and nice, but what matters most is whether he can really play. Let's listen to Kevin O'Connor. Kevin does a great job covering the Sixers and the NBA, Yahoo Sports, last night, right after the pick. His analysis of it, his immediate reaction, here's what Kevin said.
I'll give it an A-.
Okay.
I think with Edgecombe, I think ideally I would have loved the Sixers to be able to trade down, but if a deal's not there, it's not there. And so for Edgecombe going here, I think it is the best choice for them over Ace Bailey, over Trey Johnson, who I love, but I think is a little bit too redundant next to McCain and Maxey. But Edgecombe fits the best and has arguably the highest upside.
All right.
So was it just to like interpret that, the only reason he gave an A- was that they didn't trade down? He thought it was the right pick for the Sixers, but he thought it could have gotten later. Is that the implication?
I think the implication
is... it was a little confusing. He's like, right pick, perfect guy for them.
But I think what he's saying is he thought they could have gotten him at 4 or 5.
A little cheaper.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And picked up something else in the process.
Okay.
That's the way I interpret it. All right, let's go to Mark right now in the Lehigh Valley. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Mark.
Good, good. Real quick about, I mean, the Sixers, obviously the main topic of the day, and then a quick hypothetical Phillies trade that I think would really benefit, that they'd be giving up some big pieces. So VJ Edgecombe, great pick. I mean, how can you not be thrilled with how he is presenting himself for this city? It's still, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but it seems like they're still just relying on Embiid too much. And the time has passed. The time has come and gone for Embiid to be the focus and surround him with these quality guys.
I agree with you, Mark, with one possible exception. They may not be, quote, relying on Embiid. It may just be what it is. Like, we don't know that they could have traded Embiid last night for the 20th pick in the draft. I don't know. Like, right. If you said to the world, hey, world, you can take him, but you got to take this big old contract. You want him. We don't know that anybody would take him. So I don't know that. So, well, I tend to agree with you. So my point is, your main point that you led with, that they're still building around Embiid, may be true or may not be true. They may just be stuck with him.
Yeah, I mean, didn't Morey kind of say that, I don't know if he said or we're reading between the lines, or I'm reading between the lines here, but didn't he kind of brought up the fact that Embiid is not the focal point, I guess, anymore, but like he's still obviously a huge part of.
He said we need him. Success. Mark, what he said is we need him.
Right.
You know, so, like that's what he said. Now, he also said some stuff about, you know, the progress from the recovery, and it's going well and tracking the right way.
It's attacking rehab.
It's nominal. Yeah. Nominal,
but,
guys.
Right. But what he
doesn't have.
Yeah, go ahead.
He doesn't have the heart. He doesn't have the will and that push. He's got all this God-given talent, arguably the best God-given talent the NBA might have ever seen. I mean, obviously, we get into it.
Well, let's not go ever, but he was up there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he just doesn't have the will. He doesn't have the drive. Like, he cares more about, you know, eating Chick-fil-A and stuff like that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As opposed to caring about his own body. But anyway, so it's exciting with VJ Eggs come, I guess, yeah. And that's the whole point. But
all right, Mark, give me what you got on the Phils there, bud.
Yeah, quick hypothetical trade. I'll give my answer for who blew it, and then you guys can potentially discuss. But anyways, for the Phillies, I saw this online a little bit ago, and they'd be giving up a lot, but I think they'd be getting someone who would benefit them hugely. They'd have to give up Alec Bohm. And this is if you guys would do this. Alec Bohm, Andrew Painter, and I'm drawing a blank on the guy, the third baseman.
Aiden Miller?
Sosa?
Aiden Miller.
So you're trading their top two.
Wait. Gunnar Henderson from the Orioles.
This is where I turn to James.
Seltzer? So, Gunnar Henderson's one of the best players in baseball. He's really good. I think it's too much. Like, I don't think you're giving up Aiden Miller and Painter, because Gunner's going to have to get a contract in the next few years.
Right.
Like, so
A lot of money.
I think it's too much to give up for Gunner, but Gunner is a stud.
Yeah, that's understandable. And I kind of had a feeling that that's what you were going to say, Jimmy, but I was curious to hear your opinion. Anyways, the answer is who blew it. So, I'm not sure if you guys know, Matt Damon blew it. James Cameron offered him 10% of gross income from Avatar series.
Oh, Avatar, that's right. Avatar, my fault. Yeah, Avatar.
The series.
Yeah, I did hear Damon interviewed.
Two of the top three highest grossing movies of all time are Avatar 1 and Avatar 2.
Why did he turn it down?
What did he have to put in?
He made like $2 billion each or whatever.
Yeah, I think he was making a Bourne movie at that time, I think. I think it was in that range.
So it was, act in my Avatar movie and you'll get 10% of the
2%.
Gross? 2%.
2%, right, James?
I couldn't hear what he said. I just knew that he turned down. I don't know what it was.
I thought he said 10%.
I thought he said 2, but I could be wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought he said
10%.
That's
crazy.
It's
got
200 million.
Two.
Yeah.
But still,
2%. It's got to be 2%. Yeah. Even then, 2% is 20 million, whatever.
Whoa. Hopefully he's doing okay.
Yeah. He is doing good. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you like the 76ers selection of VJ Edgecombe, yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, the last caller referenced some of Daryl Morey's comments from last night. Let's give you what I think he was discussing. So a lot of guards now on the roster. There was a question about how Edgecombe will fit. Morey made a point to reference that they need the big guy. Let's listen to something Daryl Morey said.
How do you see VJ fitting with Tyrese and Jared and Quentin if you can bring him back? Yeah, so I really like, I mean, how things are shaping up. I mean, I think we'll have one of the best backcourts in the league, you know, with Grimes and Maxey and Jared McCain and now VJ. So I do think, like, the way the NBA is going, I think you saw some of these teams playing dynamic, up-tempo with multiple guards that put the defense in jeopardy. And, you know, we do have to have our man guy in the middle. I felt for the players and Coach Nurse specifically last year trying to put a defense on the floor with Joel out. And, you know, obviously Drummond was hurt. So we didn't, you know, Bona stepped up late, which was exciting. But it's very hard to, if you have like a bunch of dynamic guards, it's hard to make it all work if you don't have a big in there who's making things hard on the other team.
Ain't wrong.
For the players and Coach Nurse trying to field team last year, it didn't seem like he was coming to Coach Nurse's rescue very often.
No, it did not.
Like, I
not once.
Felt like he vanished.
That was pathetic.
Last season.
Yeah.
I find that so incredibly insincere. That statement right there.
Well, you know what, John?
I felt bad for Coach Nurse. Really?
He probably did, but he didn't do enough to cover for him.
And he did nothing to cover for him.
Hung him out to dry repeatedly.
And I'm telling you, watching Bob Myers last night on TV, and I've seen him now for a year or two on TV covering the NBA, but watching him with the draft, like really the way he thinks.
So you really think Bob Myers needs to be our GM?
Yes.
Yes.
100%. He built the Warriors.
Would he consider going
Listen to the way he thinks.
Robert.
That's the kid.
Bobby.
No. But listen to the way he thinks. That's what impressed me. I mean, obviously, his track record is very impressive. And I guess it kind of ran its course in Golden State. He was out there for a long while. But he won four titles.
A lot of success.
Well.
It ran its course, and that course was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, listening to Bob Myers last night, I'm like, sign me up for this guy. One more thing, though, for Maury, because obviously it was Maury's decision on Edgecombe or Ace Bailey. He talks about the Ace Bailey thing. Here's what Daryl Morey said.
Why were you told Ace Bailey didn't want to work out for you, and your thoughts on when a player doesn't want to work out, period?
It was pretty opaque. I mean, I spoke to the agents, so did Elton, so did Prosper, so did a lot of the key folks on our staff. You know, he didn't work out with anybody, so that was just their plan. So it was just their general plan. And, you know, I don't try to judge. They were doing what they thought was best for them. We were doing what's best for us, and it had no impact on the decision.
Could be true. Could be not true. I mean, impossible to know, but that's the way he presented it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.